This is VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Minus 365, that is the price here at Circa, Will Hill, for Belgium to advance. They lead 2-1 halftime in Seattle. That's Will Hill. I'm Tim Murray. If you believe in the United States and that they can come back to win and advance, plus 300 right now at DraftKings. The draw price, plus 285 at DraftKings. What will we see here in the second half? I will say this, and once again, you and I have been honest. We've been up front. We are not pretending to be soccer experts. I think it could have been a lot worse. So is this one of those games where, you know, Will, we do it all the time, whether it's, you know, you might have a bet in pocket and you're laying, you know, four with a team and they're only up eight at half. You're like, man, they kind of dominated that half and they're only up eight. Are you feeling that way? Or am I trying to look at this water bottle as half full right now with the U.S.?
Next question. What do you think? You know my mood right now. I'm not optimistic.
You're down in the dump. I don't know.
With humans all the time.
I don't know this type of Will Hill. Just you're down and out right now.
I know.
You're down and out.
I know. Usually we do pretty well together. I don't have a good feel about it. I'm being completely honest. I don't have a good feel. I thought, you know, once we went down 1-0, we're in trouble. When we got the equalizer 1-1, I really, obviously my feeling changed a little bit. My confidence was boosted. The fact that we gave it back right away is frustrating, but your point, it's well taken. In baseball, you leave runners on base and you're up 2-0. You hit a couple sack flies where one hit and you're up 5-0. Football, you kick field goals instead of touchdowns. Your point is well taken. Maybe Belgium's letting them hang around, and obviously part of it's tongue in cheek. We're one goal away from being in good shape, but if you gave me truth serum and asked me if I feel good, if I'm, you know, just doing this as a bit, or I actually am very pessimistic, I am very pessimistic right now. So would love to be wrong. We'll see if we can even this and get our draw home, but don't feel good about the way the first half played out. Are you a believer in what you just said, that, hey, it could be worse, let's be optimistic, or are you trying to cheer yourself up a little
bit? I'm trying to cheer myself up a little bit. I'm trying to will home your bet, and my bets were lit on fire. Terrible plays by me. Listen to smart people like Sebastian Salazar, whose bet hit 33 minutes into this game. But the fact that they're down 2-1, made a couple of saves. Evan Abrams, our buddy over at the Action Network, tweeted this out. 11-3 in shots, 14-4 touches in the opponent's box, 5-1 shots on target. That was the advantage in the first half for Belgium. It's only 2-1. So get an equalizer. Things change. Get the crowd on their side. We'll see what happens. But boy, I imagine right now in Seattle, here at Circa, similar. It's pretty quiet right now. You know, last night we got a lot of ups and downs, even though for the most part, it felt like England tried to keep him at arm's length, but they had that man down situation after the red card at around the 65th minute or so. So it did feel like Mexico was always on the attack. We'll see what the United States does here in this second half. Mauricio Pochettino, who is, look, people have sung his praises, rightfully so, how well he has managed the U.S. so far. He was fired up on the sidelines. He's kicking over, you know, crates of water bottles. So I got to imagine he's getting some fire there. And look, you played sports at a high level. I did too. You know, sometimes that just falls on deaf ears. Yelling and screaming doesn't always work. You got to pick your spots. But I do wonder if they are going to come out a little bit more inspired and hopefully tactically going to find some changes here, because, man, they were dominated in that first half. But as we said, fortunately, only down 2-1. And right now, looking at the live betting market, DraftKings has Belgium at minus 340 to advance, USA plus 260, but Circa, a little bit different. They're a little bit more pessimistic. They're a little bit more Will Hill. I'm a little more DraftKings. You're a little bit more Circa. Circa minus 365, Belgium, $3 for the U.S. to advance.
Matt Eumanns being off the last few days, I think, has taken its toll on you in a way where your optimism is breaking through where normally it would be squashed like a bug. So I'm with you, though. The the screaming and yelling from the coach, that's something where, yeah, middle of the season, irrelevant game, you try to, your team is sleepwalking. That's usually where that stuff works. You wouldn't imagine motivation is something that's lacking right here for the U.S. team. They're just being outplayed. Bobby Knight used to always say he was extra hard on his team when they were playing a lousy team in the next week or two, because when you're playing the really good teams, the motivation, the edge kind of takes care of itself. So I don't know that the screaming and yelling is going to do anything more than just be an outlet of frustration. But we'll see here. Still got a few minutes until the second half starts. All right, right now, jokes aside, pessimism aside, no shtick, the final score in an hour, hour and a half is what?
3-2 Belgium.
Okay.
You?
That's not in penalty kicks, right? That's not in extra time?
I just said 3-2. I didn't specify when we'll get it. I envision 3-2 in 90, but I'm hoping 3-2. Well, actually, I'm hoping I'm wrong. How about that? I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I'll say 3-2.
How about this?
Belgium.
How about this? If you could sign right now for one, but only one U.S. goal in the second half, meaning, all right, I'm going to give you your goal. It's 2-2, but that's all you get for the half. Can you keep Belgium scoreless? Would you sign for the one goal right now for the U.S.? I think you'd have to, right?
Yeah, you got to. I mean, at this point, one's better than none.
Sure. My question would be, is two enough to force, extra time kicks, things like that? Do you need more than one goal here? Or can you? I think if the U.S., again, not the biggest soccer expert just watching this game, though, I think if the U.S. can hold at two here, that would be where, if you told me right now, hey, Belgium is only scoring two goals, they're not scoring in the second half, I would have significantly more optimism here where, all right, I think U.S. can get one. It's just, can they keep them off the scoreboard here?
By the way, second half draw plus 198. Here at circa, total 1.5, juiced slightly to the over, minus 15 to the over. So that would be 4.5 for the full game. So I don't know. I don't know if I want to go back to the draw well after what we just saw. But man, I hope that the United States shows some life here. It would just look, it would make the show better, selfishly. But it just would add the juices flowing if they're able to get out there, tie this game up at some point here. So hopefully we can get it. The fellas are walking their way back out to the field right now, and Tillman and Pochettino having a little exchange. So while they return to the field, before we get you updated on what's unfolding in Major League Baseball, let's talk about the games still to come tonight. And you do have a bet. So let's go to your bet late night. 10:10 Eastern, Chavez Ravine, Dodgers, Rockies, Freeland versus Lauer. What are you looking at tonight in Rockies Dodgers, Will?
Yeah, I like the over 10. Both pitchers pretty hittable. Both guys around 90 miles an hour with the fastball, which in today's day and age, man, that's about as low as it gets. That is not a lot of velocity. They've both gotten hit pretty hard. Both teams top three in Major League Baseball and OPS, so both teams can swing the bats. We know the Dodgers, what they're capable of offensively. The Rockies have had a pretty good offense. Now, yeah, some of it's part of playing at Coors and having that environment, having that hitting climate, but they are much improved on offense. I think the Dodgers probably score 5 or 6 runs. Freeland is not a big time pitcher. So, 7-4, 8-5 type of game. I think we get some runs, and I'm going over the 10 here, Rockies Dodgers.
All right. Over 10. That is the last game on the board tonight. We still have two other games to get going. That'll start later on this hour, as that would be San Diego taking on the Diamondbacks. Man, what has happened with the San Diego Padres? I saw them in person in Chicago last week. Man, that is a team headed in the wrong direction, under 500. Diamondbacks and Padres enter this game tonight. Same record at 44-45. That's not going to get it done for a wild card, I tell you that much right now, in the National League, maybe the American League. But Padres, Dodgers, Walker Buehler on the hill. What has happened to Walker Buehler? Remember when I think I had a bet on him, Will, 3 years ago to win the Cy Young, and he is far from that. He's nearing a 5 ERA, total of 8.5 in San Diego. Padres a slight favorite against the D-backs, 9:40 Eastern start.
Yeah, nothing for me here. You said it, though. Buehler used to be awesome back 2019, 2020. Injuries kind of took their toll, lost some velocity. It's something you wonder about with all these guys, Tim. how sustainable is it throwing 98, 99, 100, in Miz's case, 105 as a starter year after year, start after start? All these guys can hit the velocity, but can they maintain it without having, you know, one or two Tommy John surgeries? That's something we're going to find out, because this is a new era of baseball with all this velocity. But as far as the Padres, going in the wrong direction, and it's tricky for them because their best player by far is a closer, where you can't really use them unless you have a lead, and they never get a lead. So I wonder if at some point you convert them to a starter, if you think about trading them and recouping some of that prospect equity back, because there's no point having, it's like having a really bad football team with a good kicker. It's like, okay, your kicker just made it from 65. You're down, 42-3 instead of 42-0. So it's just a weird fit where you don't have that good of a team, but you've got this great closer. I wonder if they would think about moving him at the deadline and seeing what they could get.
Second half underway in Seattle. 2-1 Belgium with the lead. We are about 90 seconds into the second half. Belgium to advance right now at DraftKings minus 340. The draw plus 285 in 90 minutes. Can the United States tie this game up, or will they be knocked out by the Belgians for the second time in 12 years? United States lost to Belgium back in 2014 in extra time, 2-1. We'll see if the U.S. can tie this thing up. Right now, looking at the live total, it sits at 4.5, slightly juiced to the over at minus 117. So will we see an aggressive United States? We've seen 12 comebacks so far in this World Cup. Will we see a 13th here tonight? Hopefully that will be the case. Extra time wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, because that would mean Will Hill and I would cash a draw bet. That's Will Hill. I'm Tim Murray. Can the United States tie it up? We're underway second half in Seattle.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
How about this stat from ESPN Insights? The United States allowed 11 shots in the first half against Belgium. They allowed a total of 10 shots in the first halves against Turkey, Paraguay, Australia, and Bosnia. So dominant first half, as we mentioned, from the Belgians. And right now, 6 minutes into the second half, we remain 2-1 is the score in that particular contest. So that is where we sit right now. Belgium and the United States right now, as USA trying to mount the comeback. Will, we got a tweet earlier today, and it asked the question, because you're a Yankees guy and I'm a Nats fan, what team is more entertaining to watch? So on one hand, the Yankees had Cam Schlittler, the AL Cy Young favorite, pitch tonight. He went 8 innings, allowed 1 run on 4 hits, and struck out 8, lowering his ERA to 2.01. Yankees won 5-1. On the other hand, the Nationals scored 11 unanswered runs and then just gave up 4 in the top of the 8th and a 3-run shot. It is now 12-11. Nats lead the Astros by 1. Who is more entertaining to watch, the Nationals or the Yankees this year?
Nationals are more entertaining. Now, some of that's recency bias. Yankees haven't hit for the last week or two, and they're finally starting to feel the effects of no Judge. But Washington's fun. They score a lot of runs. They give up a lot of runs. It's almost like a beer league softball team. So Washington, which I wouldn't have thought coming into the season, is one of the more fun teams in the league. So I think it's Washington. Again, a little recency bias, but hard to argue that that the Yankees are more exciting to watch than the Nats. You got Wood, you got Abrams. Yankees have a lot of dead wood in that lineup. So that Nationals team, fun, exciting bunch. I know you're worried. What is the situation with Wood? You're worried they're going to trade him or not re-sign him. I know that has been a guy.
Historically speaking, the Nationals, when you think back to their run, the homegrown guys, they didn't keep around. Now, they kept Ryan Zimmerman around, but you look at Jordan Zimmerman, Bryce Harper, Anthony Rendon, all of those guys, Juan Soto, they eventually traded, which was the right move.
Soto, Harper, Turner, yep.
Oh, because Trey Turner wasn't homegrown, but they got him early on in his career when he was still a minor leaguer. So a lot of those guys, they let go. Now, it came at the right time. So I'm just saying, he's the face of the franchise. You got to keep him there. He's got to be the guy you build around, and hopefully they will do so when the time comes, and they're still a couple years away. But 12-11 is the score. The Nats were able to get out of the top of the eighth inning. I did get a tweet from our buddy. Hold on, let me just double check on Twitter here. Loyal listener Dub Sports said he's over at Mandalay Bay, and the over under on Nats Houston was 21.5. Well, I hope you took the over, because that cashed. 21.5 goes over with 23 runs now on the board. 9 minutes into the second half, you are seeing a little bit more, I feel like, from the United States here. But you always do wonder and worry, because you saw it last night in the Mexico-England game, right? Mexico kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and then it led to two goals from England in a span of, 90 seconds. So, does this potentially lead to Belgium getting an easier look? We'll see. But we're 10 minutes into the second half, Will, and Belgium holding on to a 2-1 lead. It does feel like you're going to get some opportunities here from the U.S. I think they are going to push here. So we will see. 2-2, maybe it's wishful thinking, but we'll see if the United States can find a way to find the back of the net here in this second half, Will.
Yeah, and excited for this game. I was excited all day. I think the controversy about the red card really added a little drama to it. Now, it got to the point, Tim, where it was tedious, as a lot of things on social media do, when everyone has their side of the aisle, and it becomes tedious, I think, is the correct word. But it added to it, added a little bad blood. You could say motivation, but when you're this far in and you're single elimination, both teams are going to be motivated. So was looking forward to it. Wasn't too happy that the U.S. gave up the first goal. They answer, 10, 15 minutes after, 30 minutes into the game, and maybe, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. I don't think it was even a minute before that tie game went back to being a Belgium lead. So Belgium has had the lead, Tim, for about, 55 of the 55 and a half minutes. Does that sound about accurate to you?
Yeah, they led, they scored 9 minutes in, and then they regained the lead 90 seconds after the United States tied it up. So they have led the bulk of this game, as you alluded to, for 45 of the 50 minutes right now. And it's interesting, is looking at the draw price, it does continue to come down a little bit. So maybe there's a belief based off of the algorithm at DraftKings. I'm not saying it's the favorite. It actually just ticked up, as I mentioned, that it's now plus 270 on the three-way. But we might get something going here. The board has just gone dark, so is anything coming here in this game? Are we going to see something positive?
I don't see anything yet, but I see the board freezing, which is usually a sign something might be happening. That's usually the first indication. And the way the ball is going,
This is bad.
Oh, no.
Is disaster.
Something happened.
Complete and utter disaster. This game's over. Belgium just took a 3-1 lead, and the United States just made a catastrophic mistake. The goalie came out of the box, tried to play the ball, hits it off his chest. Belgium defends him, and they get a clear look. This game is toast. Belgium is going to win. 57 minutes in, absolute catastrophe by the United States goaltender there. I have no idea what he was doing on this play. Complete and utter disaster by the goaltender. As he tries to kick it away, it looks like his foot got stuck in the turf. And Belgium, easiest goal they're ever going to score. He tries to clear it. Belgium, easy goal. And now Belgium to win in 90 minutes is minus $9. That is going to be pretty much all she wrote for the United States tonight. And we'll see what the U.S. can do. Mexico is down 3-1. yesterday got a penalty kick and then had a lot of opportunities late, but they were also playing 11 on 10. Calamity for the United States, Will. Absolute disaster right there.
100%. USA right now, 10-1 to advance, plus 1,000. Belgium minus 900 to advance. I don't know how that's possible. It doesn't seem right. But US, I'm saying it's DraftKings, 10-1 to advance. The 90-minute line, if you're feeling ambitious, draw plus 850. No thank you. USA to win in 90 minutes, 30-1. No thank you. And then Belgium minus 900. Adjusted total over 4.5 is minus 322. Over 5.5 is plus 143. Of all the things I just mentioned, what you had to bet something out of all that total draw. I don't know. Would you lay a goal and a half here with Belgium? What would you bet if I made you bet something? Force bet,
which is always an important thing to do. I'd do Belgium. I do Belgium minus 2.5 plus 230 right now.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I mean, it would be hard for me. I know the U.S. is going to keep pressing, and maybe they sneak one in. But right now, and Belgium might just drop back. And look, they're up two goals in a knockout round, 30 minutes away from advancing to the quarterfinals to take on Spain. So they're going to play it real close to the vest here. By the way, Christian Pulisic has just been subbed out of the game. So Pulisic is out, Berhalter in, and you wonder if that injury that knocked Christian Pulisic out of the handful of games early on in this tournament is bothering him again, but he is done for the day. He was just subbed out at the 58th minute. Belgium up 3-1. Man, you know, it's that time now to turn our attention to the football with two O's. And
Notre Dame, I was just going to say, who's Notre Dame play week one?
Yeah. Notre Dame-Wisconsin preview coming up next.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, just a reminder, Circa's football contests are open, and you don't have to live in Las Vegas to play. After your required in-person registration, Winner Circle Proxy handles your weekly submissions so you can make your picks from anywhere in the country. Winner Circle Proxy is VSIN's preferred proxy service. One trip to Vegas, play all season long from anywhere. Schedule your appointment now, winnercircleproxy.com. 3-1, Belgium with the lead, and Belgium is going to advance on. You were right to be pessimistic. I tried the optimism and to channel Matt Newman's somewhere on vacation. There's nothing worse than hope, and that is exactly what I gave to our listeners. I tried to speak hope into existence. I didn't think the goalie would come out and make an absolute catastrophic disaster there to make it Belgium 3, the United States 1. Belgium now minus 1,600 on the three-way money line, minus 2,000 to advance, and the game to end in a draw is now up to 10-1. All right. Well, it's been fun, World Cup. Still got plenty of more World Cup to come, but the United States, Mexico, and Canada won't be moving on to the quarterfinals. 3-1 Belgium, 29 minutes away from advancing to the quarters to take on Spain.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Well, folks, not the best night for the U.S. of A. 3-1 is the score, 65 minutes in. Belgium looking to advance to the quarterfinals of the World Cup, looking to eliminate the United States for the second time in 12 years. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of hot takes tomorrow regarding the United States. Was it a failure? Was it this and that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. It's disappointing, the result. They could have played better here, but I think, look, this nation, well, you and I have lived in it our whole lives, and to see the excitement, to see the enthusiasm for the sport, the way that they played, and I get it, the field is expanded, but to win a knockout round game, to win their first two games in the fashion that they did, the Paraguay game in dominant fashion, then to kind of ugly up the waters against Australia. I think this was, I don't know if I could say it's successful, but I could certainly say a good World Cup. They didn't get embarrassed, and they're going to get knocked out in the round of 16. It's disappointing, but the United States, in recent memory, has only made the quarterfinals once outside of 1930. So, look, I think all three host nations are disappointed. Maybe not Canada for them getting to the round of 16, but all three host nations made it to the round of 16. I think, you know, overall, I think there was a successful World Cup, and now here we are getting close to the quarterfinals, and some of the more familiar names are going to be present in the quarterfinals. Lukaku just came in for Belgium, so not great, as he is their all-time leading scorer, but Belgium up 3-1 and looking to advance against the United States here in the round of 16.
Yeah, and I'm sure from a books standpoint and just the betting action, the books, I think this worked out probably perfect for them, because the U.S. generated enough enthusiasm, enough interest where people were believing and locked into this game. And all right, maybe I will throw 10, 20, 50 bucks on a future. Maybe I will take them tonight against Belgium. I had a lot of people that don't normally bet text me, hey, what's the line tonight? What's the line on the U.S.? And that's, Tim, that's how you know that that's the first sign. Doesn't mean it's going to lose, but that's the first sign that, all right, this is something different. I'm sure you experienced the same thing where there's an NFL game randomly throughout the year or a college football game. When you get the people who are fringe bettors texting you, oh, how is this? You know, I got to bet this, right? There was a lot of that, but I'm sure from the book's perspective, they just got everyone kind of roped in, all excited, all enthused, and I'm sure they are doing quite well. So chapter number 472 of It's Good to Be a Bookmaker.
Yeah, no doubt. They are going to clean up here tonight. The over did hit, the BTTS did hit, so that will be, I imagine, a little bit of a knock. But overall, the United States losing this game. We talked to Johnny Avella of DraftKings Sportsbook as we have the hydration break at the 68th minute of the USA-Belgium game. It was funny to hear from Johnny because the excitement level from him was there on how much people were betting this World Cup. Right. And Producer Corey, can you pull up the tweet that you sent earlier in the show? We actually never got to this. This is there's one gentleman at Polymarket that is rather happy right now, Will Hill, because prior to the game, Polymarket tweeted out, someone put $2.8 million on the United States not to win their match versus Belgium, the payout, $4.2 million. That person's happy right now. So there you go, at Polymarket. Big bet on the no for the United States to win tonight, and that person happy right now, as the United States needs two goals in the next, 25 minutes or so because of injury time. Christian Pulisic out with injury. Apparently, Jenny Taft reporting the injury in real time. And, you could see it there on the bench, clearly in some pain. And a lot of folks that I respect their opinions on soccer were rather disappointed in the performance they got from Pulisic prior to the injury. So he is out, and 25 minutes left in the United States run here, Will Hill, in the World Cup.
Yeah, and as much as you and I have declared this game over, and I thought once it got to 2-1, I had a bad feeling about this. Obviously, you're down 2-1, you don't feel good. All it takes is one goal where our ears perk up and we can start to hope a little bit, start to dream. So I'm at least at the point, Tim, where, and you know how this goes when you bet, where I've at least mentally counted it as a loser. So anything now, any sort of run or excitement we get in this game from the U.S. will be a bonus, but it is certainly against the odds here. Do you think we get a goal from the U.S., make it 3-2, get a little interest here the last 20-something minutes?
No. Maybe like the desperation goal in like 92nd minute or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd be curious, does Belgium push it all, or are they just going to kind of pack it in defensively and make sure, let's get ourselves to Friday. We've got an opportunity to take on Spain. It's funny how it plays out, right? And so many people, and Sebastian Salazar alluded to it earlier in the show, Belgium had not really been ultra impressive so far in this World Cup. They were down 2-0 in the second half, Will, to Senegal. It looked like Senegal was going to cruise to a victory. And I heard this be said, and I'm not knocking people who said it, is that Senegal might have been a worse matchup for the United States. Well, apparently tonight was a bad matchup for the United States, because Belgium, maybe they were okie-doking all of us, because they came out ready to go right from the jump. And, you know, 9 minutes in, you get a goal. There was an opportunity for Belgium about 2 minutes in. Really good save by the U.S. goalie. But after the U.S. tied it up, you got hopeful. 90 seconds later, this thing went the other way. Belgium with the equalizers, or to take the lead. So, yeah, Belgium has had the answers, man. There's no denying they are the right side here tonight. And hopefully the Nats can maybe do something magical down the stretch and find a way to get on the board and bring some hope here to this particular contest. We do have a final, Will Hill in the nation's capital, 12-11. The Nats bullpen somehow finds a way to throw a scoreless inning to close it out. So 23 runs in the nation's capital tonight. And the Nationals get the victory. You got home runs in that one from C.J. Abrams and James Wood. So the dynamic duo for Washington is now up to 43 combined home runs on the season. The Nats went off as a favorite today. And I was like, I don't know about that. Miles Michaelis is on the hill. The offense helped out with that one. St. Louis right now, Will, up 3-0 on the Milwaukee Brewers. And Dustin May, I got to have to check on this. Maybe they took him out because of pitch count, but he was at 4 2/3, 81 pitches, 7 strikeouts, no runs. He got pulled from the game, but the Cardinals still lead 3-0, that one in the top of the 7th inning. And the Yankees, as mentioned earlier tonight, a winner 5-1, and Cam Schlittler continuing to advance his AL Cy Young candidacy with 8 innings of 1-run ball, 8 strikeouts tonight for the Yankees ace.
Yes, Matt Youmans has Cam Schlittler 300-1 to win the Cy Young. I would say it's a good bet. I don't want to be physically harmed. Matt does not like when you mention that it's a good bet. I think anytime you get a guy that's 300-1 and he's odds on middle of the season, it's a good bet. But hey, just I would say from ginger to ginger as a warning, if you get it in your head, Tim, to say, oh, Matt, that's a nice bet you have on Cam Schlittler, I would just not say anything at all. That would be my pro tip of the hour.
Yeah, I think I'll just say you're in good shape. Not saying you got a winner.
No, that's too far.
Okay.
I'll
just say he's probably going to lose it, you know. Yeah, Matt's had some tough
luck. You and I are both married. Sometimes saying nothing is just the best approach. That's the best defense where you just, yes.
Read the stats of what Cam Schlittler does when he pitches and leave it at that. Well, I will do that. By the way, Freddie Peralta tonight, 4 2/3, 3 runs, 6 hits, one of them earned, 6 strikeouts. What type of return are the Mets going to get? Are they going to ship off Freddie Peralta? I feel like they have to, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And what a disaster that trade is. You know what crossed my mind, Tim? Would you call up the Brewers and say, you know what? We gave you a prospect for Peralta. You want him back for a couple months? We'll take our prospect back. I don't know if the Brewers would do that, but yeah, you got to sell him. He's going to be a free agent. You can't give him the money he wants. I guess from Peralta's perspective, you probably next year just take a 1 year kind of prove it deal if and when we get baseball, and then just try to re-enter free agency. But yeah, an absolute disaster for Peralta, who's a good pitcher. It is not going his way this year, to say the least.
No, it is not. Brandon Sproat and Jet Williams were the two players that the Brewers got. Brewers made 2 trades this offseason. Both have worked out.
Brewers know what they're doing.
Beautifully well as they made the trade. Of course, they got him Harrison from the Red Sox. However, Caleb Durbin, by the way, don't look now. Caleb Durbin actually playing really good baseball for the Boston Red Sox. Unfortunately, the United States not playing great soccer at this moment. Down 3-1. 76th minute. It is bleak for the U.S. right now. Belgium to win in 90 minutes, minus 6,000.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I would say the time is ticking down, but it's actually ticking up. But the time is rolling up, Will Hill, on the end of the World Cup for the United States, as they are still down 3-1. Berhalter came up just a bit outside on a pretty good chance a little while ago during the break, but it is going to be a loss for the U.S. and maybe a goal here, an opportunity. Nope, it is saved. So 3-1 remains the score at this 81st minute, Will Hill. We got to figure out what team. We got to adopt a team now that the United States is going to be bounced here. By the way, top of the seventh inning, no outs, and the Brewers have the bases loaded, and they might be headed to the gap, and they are. Are we going to get a bases-clearing double here in the top of the seventh inning? One run, two runs home, 3-2 Cardinals, and the top of the lineup now coming up for the Brew Crew. I tell you what, man, this Brewers team, it's hard not to like this Brewers team. I mean, I know Cubs fans hate them. Cardinals fans probably don't like them. But, like, if you have no dog in the fight, it's just, it's hard not to like the Milwaukee Brewers.
Very resourceful team, very smart organization. At some point, though, people start to, I mean, we know how it is in sports and just our culture. When you get to the playoffs and you have these great regular season and you don't win, it's a little different for them because they don't have the payroll and they don't have the big superstars. But at some point, they got to do something in the playoffs because they had this great season last year, got buried in the NLCS, swept by the Dodgers. A couple years ago, they had the horrible loss to the Mets. I think you and I were on the air. I think I was doing a guest spot when Alonso hit that three-run homer the other way. At some point, you got to do something.
Ruined Devin Williams' career.
Yeah. I mean, I said that offseason. Yeah, because the Yankees got him. I must have said 5 or 10 times, closers are like kickers. We've seen kickers in football. It's such a psychological position, confidence, and you have one that scars you. It sometimes throws these guys' careers off. I think of Mike Vanderjagt for the Colts, Blair Walsh for the Vikings. Walsh was a good kicker on that day that he missed against Seattle, ironically. And prior to that, all pro, almost level kicker. He was out of the league basically a year later. That really, I think, screwed him up mentally. Same thing with closers. We've seen closers, Mark Wohlers, Donnie Moore. You blow a save of that magnitude and you cost your team your season. Yeah, Lidge. Sometimes you just lose that confidence, that aura forever. And that crossed my mind with Devin Williams, where you give up a home run like that. It's just, you wonder if you ever regain that confidence, never get over it.
3-1, 83rd minute right now. Belgium leading the United States. Belgium going to advance and take on Spain Friday in Los Angeles. Two more quarterfinal games to come tomorrow in the World Cup. That would be Argentina, Messi versus Egypt. If you're looking at Messi anytime goal now sits at minus 170. But will all the big names just score every game? It's just play Haaland, play Harry Kane, play Messi. I mean, all of the stars continue to shine every single game. So, you and I don't like to lay these prices and put together these parlays and all of that. But I'm sure someone out there, I'm sure plenty of people will have, Argentina to win with a Messi anytime goal. And we'll probably cash that in the first 5 minutes or something like that tomorrow. But Argentina obviously had all they can handle against Cape Verde, one of the great stories of this World Cup. And now they get Egypt for a chance to move on to the quarterfinals, your defending champs. And then Switzerland and Colombia will be the later game. Both these games early tomorrow, noon Eastern and 4 p.m. Eastern. So no late night game tomorrow night in the World Cup, as Belgium, once again, up 3-1, 85th minute, and trying to add to their lead here as we get good defense from the United States, so they aren't unable to at this point in time. I mean, I watched the Fox just tweeted out a little while ago, Will, the ref cam of the goalie catastrophe. It's worse. It's worse watching it from the ref cam. It is so bad. Just absolutely horrific how bad it was.
Yeah, it certainly did not look good. I'm going to stay in my lane. I never played the position. It's not like, again, some of these other sports where I can watch. And even if I never was a cornerback in football or anything, even though I was in high school, you at least we've all played at some point. At least I have, you know, these sports to know what the athlete is at least thinking, going through, what his mindset was, what his plan was. I don't know enough about soccer to know what his plan was. I just know, Tim, it did not work out. And we got a dud. Let's be honest. We got a dud. We didn't even really get much excitement out of it. 2-1 at the half.
We got excitement for 90 seconds.
Yeah.
The free kick made us excited. Thought our bets could potentially come home. Not the case. And, you know, before we hit a break, I want to circle back to your best bet of the night. As the market agrees with you, it was down at 9.5. Then back to 10, and right now, over money starting to hit the market. So once again, last game on the board. Will, you've got a best bet, Rockies at Dodgers. What do you like in Rockies-Dodgers tonight?
I have the draw. Oh, no, wait. Different sport, different bet. I went over 10. I just think both pitchers pretty hittable. Both offenses are top three in the league in OPS. Both offenses top five in the in OPS against lefties. You got Lauer going for the Dodgers and Kyle Freeland for the Rockies. Both guys are around 90, 91 miles an hour with the fastball. That is pretty hittable these days. So I think you'll see some runs, some fireworks. We certainly got it in the nation's capital, Washington winning just basically a beer league softball game. Hopefully we can get a bunch of offense and get some runs here and get a winner on the board after the U.S. disappoints us, and we both took a couple of L's with not only the draw but the first half draw. So looking to get back on track here, hopefully get one on the board.
I mean, I don't even think we were being like homer optimistic. I thought we were being a little bit pessimistic. No. We're like, well, let's go with the draw, we won't go full-on loss. And lo and behold, we should have. Dustin Sweetelson was the only brave soul, the smart one, to go with Belgium, and Belgium, who went off as an underdog, is going to win in regulation. 87th minute right now, 3-1 is the score. Belgium will be moving on to take on Spain. And, you know, it was funny. I thought Spain was going to be on sale against the United States. I thought that number would be a little bit short. Now, I don't know if that'll be the case. You know, I don't think you're going to get that hometown discount, that fading of the hometown team, that hot team now the United States has been bounced. All right, quick update from Atlanta, bottom of the eighth inning. The Braves right now lead 3-2 over the New York Mets. Braves, after a little bit of a cold stretch there, have gotten it back together here, Will, as you know, they've won two straight over the Mets. Actually had won two straight. This is the final finale of that series there. But right now, 3.5 game lead over the Phillies. I haven't asked you this question. Curious your thoughts. The Phillies, not so pretty yesterday against the Royals, but do you believe the Phillies complete the comeback and win the NL East?
I do. I just think Wheeler and Sanchez, now Sanchez was really bad here on Monday against Kansas City. I just think that is a pretty stable 1-2. And one thing, without Acuna for the Braves, they just don't steal a lot of bases. They don't have a lot of speed, and that's a big part of baseball now is just being able to run, being able to steal bases. So I think it'll be close. I think we're headed down to the wire. I think it's kind of a coin flip because I would say Philly slightly better than Atlanta, but Atlanta does have a few games in pocket here. A lot will probably depend on who does what at the deadline, but I will say Philly wins a very close race. But you're looking, Tim, at some possibly really good races, the Central between the Guardians and the White Sox in the American League, and possibly the Tigers who have played well. The AL West is neck and neck. The Yankees and Rays in the East is minus 110, minus 120 either way. So we will have some pennant races, it seems like, this summer. The one thing I don't like about baseball now, the pennant races have been somewhat watered down because you get so many teams make the playoffs. It used to be, man, that pennant race, that division was everything. You're playing for your season every day. It's almost, you know, and all these sports are the same, Tim, where you add more playoffs, you add more revenue, but it, just like college football where, man, Bama, Georgia, week 4, this is so huge. Now it's like, all right, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. They're probably both going to make it. But I think we're looking at some really good races. But to answer your question, Philly, I would go with a hair over the Braves, and We'll see what happens with Skubal. That'll be a big theme here the rest of the month, where LeBron goes, if Skubal gets traded, where Skubal goes. So we still got plenty to keep us occupied here as the U.S. is about to be eliminated in soccer.
And LeBron, since the U.S. is about to get knocked off, I mean, if you want to drop your decision, you know, in the final hour of the show, that's cool with me. Let us know you're going back to the land, or I don't know. There's also part of me, and this is probably mean, you know, producer Corey, big Cleveland guy, to see LeBron not go back to Cleveland at this point? Would that be entertaining enough to just see the reaction from producer Corey? That's probably really mean, but I'm also 0-2 on my bets tonight, so I'm a little mean to people right now. By the time we get back from break, it's going to be all over. Only 4 minutes of injury time. We're in the 91st minute. This thing is unfortunately toast. Belgium is going to beat the United States. But good news, Will Hill. If you like pitching, we got The Miz and we got Paul Skeens pitching on Tuesday. We'll break that down for you top of the hour. USA, 3 minutes away from adios.